Wait, I gotta pee.
You gotta pee?
Yeah.
Wait, you should start this. We just started.
You should start this while I go.
Okay, alright, you go pee. I'll start the podcast. Alright, so that's one way to start the first podcast. At the moment, I should probably introduce myself. I'm Dwight. I'm gonna be throwing out a podcast just for shits and gigs. It's kind of weird talking to myself, but Sam's in there peeing right now, and, well, kind of makes me want to go pee. But Sam's my guest this week and or half week. I don't know how many times I'm going to put this out. But I think it'll be fun. This podcast is going to have zero direction. We're not going to limit it by saying we're only going to be talking about movies or dildos or movie about dildos. I don't know. But we don't even have a title for this yet. Not particularly sure what we're going to call it. And welcome back, Sam.
I'm back.
Yeah, Sam's back. You know. Hope y'all didn't miss him too much.
Hi.
Yeah, don't fall onto the couch.
Don't fall on the couch and knock the mic down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be bad news.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome back. You sound out of breath. Did you go for a jog in the bath?
Pretty epic.
It was a breathtaking pee.
Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah.
It's a three shaker.
It's a three shaker. Those are the big ones. Anything after one, I think, is kind of... You're playing with yourself.
After three, it's playing with yourself.
You got to get yourself.
Those two extras in after the one.
Just as backups.
Just to make sure. Backup
shakes.
You don't want to... dribble on yourself, like.
No, I mean, you got to make sure you're done too, because like that'll tell it, like, hey, are you done yet?
I think the on-off switch, just like you ready? Yeah,
flipping it on and off. It's like that. Have you ever seen that light switch that has? It's a picture of Jesus holding two kids, and then the light switch part's right in his crotch. Yeah.
That's so horrible. Ah, awesome.
I would love to.
I kind of want to find that now, just to put it in my room, just to have that light switch.
What's not to like about that light switch?
Do you guys want to flip my light switch?
Yeah. Hey, why don't you go turn the light on for me?
Don't get carried away, though. All right?
Wasn't it God that said, let there be light, though? not Jesus? Perhaps it's a little misleading.
Maybe it was the Pope at a young age.
Maybe Jesus was just leading the way for all the other priests, right? We probably shouldn't talk about this. We're going down a dark road.
It could only go worse from there.
it's a downhill path from there. There was no uphill part to that, though. No. So,
Lord, I apologize.
sorry. Didn't mean that. So, Sam... First podcast, and you're part of it. You're making history right now.
I know. I'm a little afraid right now. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. None of us have had...
Except for Auto-Tune. That was pretty fun.
Auto-Tune, yeah. We
need to Auto-Tune certain parts of this just to do
it. Just to fuck with people. We've been playing with Auto-Tune nearly a quarter of the day. I would say a whole day, but...
We didn't really
start until about 2 hours ago when we went to go get Starbucks and...
That's pretty much when the day started, though.
That is when the day starts with Starbucks.
Why did I go to Auto-Tune? You said Auto-Tune. I've been trying to play with my ocarina.
Yeah, that's true. Sam's been a little obsessed with that. Not obsessed. We just brought it back and we're like, hey, do you have this app?
And I keep hitting the wrong buttons. It means I have to go back into my folders and do all this stuff.
And you have to do it all over again.
God damn it.
Gotta do all over again.
Dang it.
I mean, poop, darn it.
Poop, darn it.
Shoot, poop, darn it.
Well, shit the bed.
Well, shit the bed. I seriously cannot think of shitting without thinking about Jerry.
I like to skateboard.
Hi, my name's Brian. And I like to skateboard. That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
But it wasn't the worst looking.
No, it was beautiful watching you blow into your phone.
My phone enjoys it.
Someone should just come out with an app that just says blow your phone. And then like a button that just says do it.
So you just hit do it and go.
Yep, that's it. Exactly.
I'd do it.
You'd do it?
I'd push the button.
I would push that button.
I would push that button every morning before I woke up. Just
before you woke up. Before I wake up, I just unconsciously push this button, and then I wake up.
I'd be doing it in my sleep. I'd just be doing it so much.
Subconsciously, you're always looking forward to blowing something.
Only my phone.
Only your phone. That's good. You should really put that in there.
Yes.
No one's going to read the fine print on that.
People are going to be like, what the hell? And then they're just going to turn it off before I say, only my phone. And then
that's true.
They're going to get the wrong things.
People will shut the podcast off before then.
Yeah.
And then they'll just wonder. It's like, wow, that was a terrible podcast. And why does that guy want to blow everybody?
What's Tiny Pick?
Tiny Pick is kind of like Image Shack and Photobucket, but they give you tiny URLs and not ginormous ones.
Oh.
They do tiny URL too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. It's an Axe commercial or something.
It's kind of entertaining, though.
It's epic.
Girls running around in bikinis. That was not.
And charitable. That's charitable. That's gay.
I like your. I remember when you got that hot dog, Dwight.
Yeah. My was it Avatar? I guess.
Yeah, Avatar for Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's. I'm wearing a hot dog suit.
You spent a lot of money on that too. I thought.
I think it was like 400 gamer points or Microsoft.
We only had like 500 at the time.
I had like 600.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you bought something else ridiculous after that.
It was completely worth it.
Yeah. What is that?
This is
Hey, I like your caps.
Hey, Brandon, I like your caps. Yeah.
What do you mean? I like your caps.
Well, because he came out of nowhere, screaming, hey, everyone! Probably shouldn't be looking at pictures on an audio podcast.
No, but you are.
I am.
So we're commentating.
Yeah.
That's your car.
Yeah, that's my car.
Yeah. So. Oh.
So, how's your day been?
I slept until, like, 1.
I slept until... till 1.
Yeah.
2. Twinsies!
Yes! Yeah. Then I text you a little while later.
Mara woke me up.
And I forgot to reply. I just said, hey, what are you up to?
Yeah.
And that's it.
I don't remember. I think...
Then you were like, what? Were you just wondering what I was doing? Like,
yeah, because you text me. You're like, hey, man, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing, playing games. You're like, oh, cool. And that was it. Like, you didn't text me back. I was waiting for, like, a reply of, like hey, you want to go do something? And I was like, so I texted you back, and I was like, were you just checking up on me? Were you making sure I was still alive? You know, is that just something you started doing? You started texting your buddies, hey, man, what are you doing? It's like, I'm at work. What are you up to? Okay.
Oh, if that's fun, have fun.
Okay, just checking in.
Just checking up.
You know, you never call me anymore. They pull grandma move on him. What, are you too busy to talk to your best friend?
My grandma gets mad at me because I don't reply to her emails that she sent me.
I thought you were about to say she doesn't reply to your Facebook. It's like, dude.
My aunt got...
I poked you and you never poked back, Sam.
My aunt got mad at me for Facebook because... she wakes up in the morning expecting to read what her nephew has to say about the night before. Not expecting all my friends talking about blowjobs and anal lube.
I noticed that Nick's mom really kind of replies to his posts all the time.
Yeah.
So I try to bring up dildos as much as possible.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've become pretty adamant about it. I'm like, hey, you left your dildo.
Oh, man, that hit me in the nuts. That thing's heavy.
Our microphone just fell on Sam's crotch right now.
And it was heavy.
Yeah, it's not a light microphone.
Okay, I want to see what you're talking about with Nick, though.
It's been a while since I don't do it a whole lot.
Well, no, my friend said something, I don't know, just there's a post, and he said something about anal lube. And then somebody posted something about that. And my aunt, just like the next morning, she was talking to my mom, and then she talked to me about it. And she was really upset about it. She was like, I didn't think people could talk like that. Like, aren't you supposed to get banned from Facebook for talking bad like that? And I was like, I don't think so. Like, I don't talk about some really dirty stuff and a lot of cussing and nothing. And they're just like, oh. She was like, well, they should be like, I'm afraid to say, like duty. Like, because it's poo. Like, it's just... I don't know what to say to her.
I would love to see the man who moderates Facebook. Like, he has to be the most egotistical person in the world. Like, he puts on a suit every morning and, like, it says, like, Facebook mod over the front of it. And, like, he just sits down at his computer. And, like, every time he bans someone, he's just like that boom headshot guy. He's just like, boom, ban! Boom, ban!
Oh my god, I feel a video coming on.
Perhaps.
Maybe after this podcast, we need to start doing YouTube videos.
What type of YouTube videos?
Like Schmosh? Just something off the wall?
I don't have a camera. And like, the only... I would like a good camera to do it, you know?
Yeah,
I don't want to do crappy stuff.
I want a camera because I like walking around. Like a car show is holding a camera recording everything.
Yeah, Robert, he bought himself a really nice one.
Let's mug him and take it.
I, Robert might be able to kick our ass. Have you seen him without a shirt on?
But there's two of us.
He's like that dude from Twilight.
Does he turn into a wolf?
He might. He Ooh. Turned into a zombie for the PlayStation commercial.
That's right. I thought he wasn't supposed to talk anything about that.
I think all he said was, oh yeah, see, he's also kind of into fighting, sort of.
Yeah.
A zombie. Maybe, wait, I don't know. That's
so he's a zombie fighter.
He's a, yes, he's white chocolate. Look at that, dude. Oh. I'm not going to start a fight with that. Like, this is a creepy picture of him. No offense, Robert.
I know you're going to listen to this.
Yeah, from a dude. Well, I'm going to invite Robert on one of these.
This is...
I like Robert.
That picture of Robert, he's holding the original iPhone right there. That's not the new one. That's the oldest one.
Dude, he's badass. Look at that.
And he's rocking it.
He's killing it.
Pretty badass.
I would buy the original iPhone even though I'm on Sprint because of that picture.
Yes, well... The iPhone, from what I've been hearing, is going on that. All the different services now.
Yeah.
So Apple can make more money.
Yeah. What I heard...
I'm okay with that.
What I heard is that when I was at the mall at the Sprint little kiosk, I was talking to the guy about it. Who is that?
It's my old supervisor. It's Mike.
Mike?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Okay.
Sorry for the gap.
Yeah, sorry about that gap. Sam received an important phone call, so we took a break from the podcast real quick, but we're back.
We're back.
Back in action.
We're good.
Locked and loaded.
Locked and fucking loaded.
Locked and fucking... We lied. It wasn't even a phone call. We were shooting up some coke. We are loaded. I'm ready to go.
Once it hits your nose, just gotta go back for more.
I was checking my...
how to beat Super Mario.
Yeah, no.
So how do you beat him? With a baseball bat or like a whip?
Yeah,
or
a gun. It works. He's Italian.
That's not beating. That's shooting.
You beat him, though, at his own game.
Okay.
Because whatever. No, I
watched... throwing knife?
Throwing knives work. Yeah, why not?
I wonder if this knife actually throws.
Let's not do that in my room. We could do that somewhere else. No, I watched this video not too long ago. It's this guy that beat... the entire Mario, Super Mario, in 5 minutes.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, but this one's way different than
the
other
shortcuts.
Ones. Yeah, there's tons of shortcuts in the game that I didn't even know about.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and I posted a comment said, you know, my God, you've just destroyed my childhood.
Yeah.
And now it's one of the highest rated comments on here.
Out of 10.
Well, it has 10 votes.
Okay.
Yeah, but this video's been on for fucking 4 years.
That's a lot of votes.
And like, no, dude, on my this other one that I'm...
No, I mean, that's a lot of views. That's a million views.
Yeah. And there's only 10...
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, dude.
Whatever.
You just destroyed my childhood.
Yeah, you've just destroyed my childhood. Like, that game was so hard back when, you know?
Oh, I still can't get past this fucking, like, second life.
Still can't do it. I try.
I try again.
But, no, like... this one right here... I have the highest rated comment on here with... Oh, what?
36.
No way. I had, like, 60-something.
You got bumped, fool. See y'all. Oh, no.
Yeah. No. Well, I see
are you
that.
Sure it was that one?
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't a different Kid Cudi one that looked just like that?
Yeah, because it says right here. I have the same problem. Because he replied to it. Because when you have the highest voted, everybody always fucking replies to it, like, I care. So I get emails and stuff like that, like, from YouTube, and I'm like, oh, sweet, someone's watching my videos.
Yes.
But no, they're commenting on my comment.
Oh, what are they saying? What did you say?
I said, problem, my speakers don't go loud enough for my neighbors to enjoy this with me. And it got like 68 votes in like a week. And I'm like, holy shit. So I keep getting emails about it. And apparently,
so
this dude with 3 votes and 36 beat me.
Get some Skulk candies. They'll do just fine.
Yeah, how is that?
I think that's replying to yours.
No, it's not, because my name would be in front of it.
Oh.
Say you like this.
Oh, at? What's your name?
Some guy is sealing this guy, but Potato Orgy's my other one.
Oh.
Anyways.
Potato Orgy.
Too much random talk for the podcast.
Oh, okay. Say it ain't so. Stop and say.
Go vegan, save the planet. Ignore. Fuck you.
That's what she said. Whoa, that coffee really kicked me. I'm just like, woo. I think that's.
Yeah, I'm not even done with mine yet.
I think that's what that is. Maybe it's just shock. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, we don't need to delve into that right now. That's time and a place.
Time and a place?
Time and a place.
What place?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, well, when?
Tomorrow.
All right.
Yesterday.
So, Super Galaxy Mario 2.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
I said what I said.
Super 2 Galaxy Marios.
No, that's the expensive one. I like to play the cheap knockoff one that they make from Korea instead of Japan.
Is it Margio?
No, it's Super Galaxy Mario 2.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's almost the same.
Is it almost as good?
Except it's not Italians.
Oh, it's Koreans.
Yeah.
They go around making shoes.
Russians.
And building TVs. Or whatever Koreans child. Do. Or playing StarCraft. That's Koreans, right? Yeah, I think it is.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
StarCraft, wow, that game.
Dude, fucking, it's a national sport over there. I'm not even lying about that.
It's not a sport, it's a game.
For them, it's life. Like, there's a whole, like, TV channel, like,
wake
dedicated
up 2 hours, StarCraft. Go to school.
No.
Homework.
No.
3 hours, StarCraft.
No. Back when, this probably like 3 years ago, I watched something, and this guy doing a TV show. It might be on YouTube somewhere, but I don't want to fucking look for it. It's
just viewers can't.
It's watch. Basically a training camp for StarCraft. Like they had these I don't know if it's two older guys, and they have like 16, 17 year olds or young kids. Well, I don't know. And they train them to play in StarCraft to be like world champions. And they all they do, they go to sleep, they wake up, play StarCraft for like 12 hours, and go back to bed. That's all they do. They are fucking hardcore about it, dude.
I don't think I've ever played StarCraft.
Neither have I.
What's that game that it was on the original like 64 PC? It was kind of like that. It was like one of those first online, like you could talk to your friends kind of a game.
On the 64?
No, not 64. The regular Xbox. Like, remember Brian Maselli was playing it? He had it. It was a space game.
It's robots?
I don't think so.
Space and robots go hand in hand most of the time.
It could have been StarCraft. Go to StarCraft.
I don't think StarCraft was made for the Xbox, bro.
Go to StarCraft. I'm going to see what it looks like.
It was an RTS.
RTS?
Yeah. Like Age of Empires.
Okay, no.
Kind of like that.
This one was like third person kind of. Yellow Mike? Mike? What's up?
Got another phone call. I'm gonna take the mic.
9 to 5:30.
I don't want to stop it again. So
this is gonna put me over my
by myself.
40 hours.
How are you guys? I'm doing good. I'm drinking a little bit of Starbucks.
5 days next week.
It's usually a caramel macchiato, but
okay.
They ran out of caramel. Very, very angry about that, because like typical Starbucks users, you know, I got to complain about every little thing they're throwing. Yeah. You know, there's one too many ice cubes in this coffee, therefore I'm never going to drink it, and I want to see your manager. It's a lot of stuff going on right now, audio-wise.
I'm going to Visalia.
I can see my little thingy going up and down a shitload.
I'm going to Visalia tomorrow with my other job, so that'll be fun.
Sam's going to Visalia tomorrow.
Yeah, so there's another
for his other job.
$100, and then on top
he's
going
to go to Verizon to tear down some shit. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
Well,
yeah, dude. Do I have Sunday off? Do I work on
Sam
Sunday?
Sam is being a terrible podcast partner right now, but he's figuring out his work schedule.
I work. Shut up, Dwight. All right, I work Sunday, right? Yeah.
He yelled at me.
All right.
I should be scared, but I'm not.
All right.
I'm crying on the inside, though.
Yeah. 9:30?
He works 9:15. At 9:30 to 9:15.
Alright, I'll be there at 10:20.
Going at 11. Fuck him.
Right. So, okay.
Just be like, I didn't have my coffee. Bye, Mike. Okay.
I'm working 39 hours next week on top of this trip to Visalia tomorrow. This is going to be a fun week.
It's going to be a fun paycheck when you get that.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hopefully buy that new engine.
You are not going to buy an engine. This soon?
All I need is 750. And I'm going to buy that I'm going to buy that EJ25DE.
What is it? I don't care about numbers.
It's the same engine that I have, but it has about 10 more horsepower because it's JDM.
So, you're paying $750 for 10 more horsepower.
It has 30,000 miles.
Oh. That's versus your what? 210, 220?
225. 225.5, yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
200.
I would pay $700 to take mileage off my car.
200,000 miles off, yeah.
Yeah. I would do
plus, that. I found a supercharger kit, so I'm going to try to buy.
That's going to run you what? $2,000?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be right away, but I think the supercharger a little bit more than the turbo, just because
everybody has turbos, man. Yeah, and plus superchargers, instant power.
Instant. And I don't care about high speeds. High speeds are when you get in trouble. I like that not being able to take your back off the seat because your car is accelerating so fast. Going still low miles. And then have
torque.
That cutoff.
Torque.
Just versus the torque. You just, oh yeah. Plus with the cutoff switch, like it's going to be gnarly and no one's going to expect it because it's going to be just my car.
Okay, I don't want this podcast to turn into a car thing, though.
But it has.
Nah.
I thought it's talking about anything.
I'm gonna switch rails here.
I'm
switching rails.
I'm gonna throw back in reverse views. And then flip. I think you mean wall candy. That shit's amazing.
You eat a lot of paint chips as a kid.
You mean wall candy?
That was from Always Sunny, wasn't it?
No, that's from The Simpsons.
Is it
like? Yeah, Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah, Ralph, yeah. Yeah.
No. He ate paint. It's Always Sunny was sniffing paint. Or sniffing glue.
Huffing glue. And
glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Christmas episode of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Holy stuff, dude.
Well, they'd always give you these random things, but I always find good uses out of it. He picks up the paint.
He sticks the glue in. And he starts huffing it.
You mean a different Santa would come by and give me a different gift while I went up with my mom?
And kept her happy or something like that. Yeah. That's a good show. If any of you have not seen it, I know Brian Fisher has not seen that.
Damn Mormons.
He's been gone for 2 years on his mission. Mission Impossible.
Yes.
That's what they should call it. No, we were going down the wrong path.
Mission Quite Possible.
Yeah. Mission Very
Possible.
He was
in Chicago and like... The Boons in Chicago, like...
He calls everybody Joe now. Apparently that's the thing to do in Chicago.
Well,
sup,
we're not in Chicago.
I know, so but it's annoying. I know, it's annoying.
If you're going to listen to this, Ryan, stop it.
Stop calling people Joe.
We're in California.
Every now and then
you say
cool.
Dude and hella here, alright?
Yeah. No, yeah. Only in Northern California do we say hella. I think Southern California is like mega.
I thought it was bro. That's
mega
bro.
Cool.
Mega, okay.
Or Mac, or that to the max. They say something lame because it's L.A., and they're like, bro, it's Hollywood, so it's cool.
And then the handshake?
To the max.
You do the handshake with the knuckle bump.
And the explosion. And then you snap your fingers and you point at each other, and then you walk separate ways.
Yeah, and then you stop, and then put your leg up and grab the other person's leg and shake it. Have you never seen that done?
It's the lower body shake. It's not called a handshake, it's called a body shake.
It's one of these. You do it, and then you walk past, and you go...
Oh,
and then
okay.
You keep going. All right.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Yep, see, I gotta hold that every time we sit down.
Yeah. This is a pretty nice mic, though.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like it's just a ball.
But I digress. Back to huffing paint.
Back to huffing paint. Well, you got your silvers and your metallics, and then there's gold.
Stay away from the metallics. You cannot get that out of your nose.
Go for the metallics. If you're going to do it, go all the way. Go for the gold.
Go
literally.
You'll feel like $1 million afterwards.
Oh, a few million. Until you crash, and then it's like losing all your money at the casino.
Yeah,
and then you got to just go huff more paint, and then you win that jackpot.
Speaking of casinos, I just watched the new Cleveland show, not the new one, but it was recently new.
Yeah,
with the casino.
My name is Cleveland Brown, and I am proud to be back in my hometown. Something
with my new family.
There you go. All right. There's old friends and new friends. We need to stop.
And even a bear. That's all I like. I love even a bear.
Do a little body shuffle.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, what about it? I watched it. Yeah, it was about a casino.
It was good.
Yeah, it was all right. They brought it up in the show, like, oh, I bet you think that I'm going to use that money and I'm not going to do that. And then he ends up doing it.
It was the stoner guys that were sitting on the couch, and they're like, oh, man, this is just like every other one.
Yeah.
The guys are going to, he's going to spend his stepdaughter's money, and then
he's
going to lose it. It's just the same thing, dude. Just like every time you're over here, you always knock over the bong.
But I still invite you.
And then you see, like, later they're like, we're on TV! Yeah!
Yeah.
And then a little while later, they saw they were back on TV. They jumped up and the guy knocked the bong over.
Yeah.
I had a good chuckle on that one.
Yeah, it was okay. That show...
Like, all I wanted to say is I watched it right before I came over here.
Oh, okay.
It was good. That's it.
Congratulations. I'd get you a gold star or something. But
you got gold stars?
You watched a show.
You should, for your podcast, you should keep gold stars.
I'll use on my whiteboard, like, all the people that come by and stop by to do a podcast, you get a gold star for coming by. And whoever has the most gold stars, I don't know what to give them. What should I give them? What should the person with the most gold stars do?
They get you guys create an awesome epic handshake.
Oh, they get a handshake.
Yes, a special like grab the leg, shake your leg.
Oh, like a LA
spin
style.
Around. Yeah, LA style.
Tap your hips.
I'm sure we're gonna get a lot of LA hate from this one though.
I don't think we'll have any LA viewers for a while. I don't think.
I don't know.
It depends on how many I put these out.
I'm gonna spam this.
Are you good?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Because, with everybody that comes on, I'm sure they'll tell, hey, I was on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it'll be just like every other millions of people that made a podcast, they'll just be like, so. Good point.
Right.
And then we'll be just like, but it's badass, because it's us talking about nothing.
Yeah, see, you gotta be explosive about it. And I like that term a lot, because you gotta just, like, explosions are, like, instant. So, like, as you're talking about it, like, BAM! I was in a podcast!
You're just talking about it normally, and then you're like, BAM! Podcast!
Yeah, podcast!
Us. Yes.
Me, online, talking.
Why do you have the Super Mario Galaxy 2 thing up?
It's the ad for YouTube.
I don't care.
I'll close it.
Thank you.
See?
Hey, see the Conan O'Brien.
Celebrity curators. He's just smiling.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's
creepy because he has red hair, like you. I gotta get Dan on here. I hope Dan comes on.
We should call Dan right now.
He was at a lake or something.
No, he's back.
Yeah. Why I said was.
He puts that thing already on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe we should call Dan.
Should I call him?
You should call him.
I'm gonna call him.
Call Dan. He always answers your calls.
Not all the time.
He never answers mine, and I found out why.
Why?
Because I never call him.
Well, that
I should start calling him, because I like Dan a lot. Dan's... It actually picked up pretty well, wherever it was. That'll work.
Yeah, I believe so.
I hope so.
Dan the man. He's a plan.
The man. Dan, Dan, Dan.
Dan, 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 Dan. Dan, Dan, Dan. Dan, Dan, Dan. Dance the man going to work.
This is the calling Dan song.
What's up, dude?
Hey, dude, what are you doing?
What? It's Dan.
Nothing. Just got a bag of smokes here.
Nice. Where are you? You should come by Dwight's house right now.
Oh, yeah?
We're making a podcast. You're on it right now.
Yeah, you're on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you should. This is a big thing right now.
Yeah?
Making history. Making history.
Oh, my God.
Sweet, dude.
Sweet.
You missed our song. Yeah. We were singing, Dan, 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 Dan.
No, don't tell him. He'll hear it later. It.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was pretty epic.
It was.
I'll wait by here. Give me about 15 minutes.
Okay, sweet.
You got 14, dude.
Love you.
You only got 14 minutes, dude.
Oh, fuck.
I'm never going to make it. Make it 14:30 and I'll be there.
All right, dude.
All right, guys.
See you in 14.
Okay, you got a text message or something. Same. Bye, Dan.
I got it. That was my boss. I keep getting pulled off by this like number. I just can't stop looking at it. Just like
the fact that we're 31 minutes in.
Yeah, we're
into history.
We're doing pretty good. I'm gonna
say that over and over.
Mr. Feeney's calling me. Hello, Mr. Feeney.
I'm calling the door right now.
Oh no, Mr. Feeney's at the door.
Oh, he's already at the door.
He's at the door.
He told us 15 minutes.
He
it's
took
been, what,
he
like
took it.
Two?
He took it literally. Dwight, I will go get the door.
Okay.
And yet I leave.
Okay. Probably gonna need to take this out since no one was talking. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Oh, that's nice.
Good.
It smells fruity in here.
Yeah, I figured it'd be better than farts.
I'll save that.
You're gonna hop up on here, Dan.
Oh no.
I got a new mic.
Nice.
It's a condenser.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a very nice mic.
It's quite nice.
We've been having a lot of fun with
that.
It.
I've seen those before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more on the inexpensive side, but it sounds really nice.
Does it?
Yeah.
And we got auto-tune on it.
What are you using for audio?
I'm just using Mixcraft for right now, just because it's easy to see the levels real quick.
Yeah.
Numbers are big, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Feel free to get up closer. I don't care if your feet are on the bed. Because.
This is number one.
This is number one. I figured I'd just do this for the hell of it. Why not? You know, invite people over.
How's the quality's good and everything?
Quality's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam's heard it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We've had some fun.
Yeah, the pickup on it is really impressive too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Dwight made an auto-tune song too, I think.
Does it save it, like always?
It might.
No, I think you have to save it.
I don't know. I thought Dwight said
I tried uploading it because it was really racist. And I had a lot of fun with it, though.
No, play.
You went to a lake?
Yeah, I went to
or something?
Lake Tolik.
Lake Tolik? How was that?
It was good. We went up Friday.
That's it.
Went down to the beach.
This is Dwight. It's me.
I was in his car.
In my car, yeah.
We were going to Starbucks, and I was like, I'm going to do some auto-tune.
Me and Brandon are going to just beat.
Yeah. Like that. All Black people lyrics.
It was pretty racist and epic. And then Nicole Saltzman's in here actually too.
Really?
Yeah.
You hear her yell at Mike something like, I am not, or something like that.
Shut up!
That's it. Yeah. And then me ordering Starbucks in the background. Pretty awesome.
We were singing about a train earlier.
I actually ordered a 12 caramel tuna's extra caramel extra whip. And the guy and my buddy goes, "Oh, you mean
because it's too much audio?
You mean
too much audio?
A dozen?" And he was like, "Yeah, you know when you ordered a dozen, you get a free one." He was like, "You get a baker's dozen for the price of a dozen." I was like, "Oh, sweet!" And I was like, "Then I'll take two.
Yeah, I'll take two dozen." Then. And he goes, "I think it only applies for the first 12, sir."
And I got to the window and they were out of caramel. It was a little upsetting.
It was
out of caramel.
Yeah,
completely out of caramel.
We went with vanilla.
Yeah. Well, I got caramel, but...
You got caramel?
I got a caramel latte.
How'd you get caramel?
Because they're caramel pumps, not the sauce.
What's the difference? It's both caramel.
But the sauce is thick and rich and creamy. And
really?
No, the sauce is what they put on top of the drinks.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Why don't you elaborate on that?
It's the stuff that... You know, you squeeze it and it comes out.
Oh, okay. All
instead
right.
of pumping it.
Okay, that makes sense.
You gotta pump it first and then you squeeze it.
Yeah, well, there's no batteries in it. You gotta plug it into the wall. Yeah,
is
I know.
Is there a wall plug?
Let me see if I can't find it real quick.
Don't knock the mic over.
That's it, actually.
Yeah,
you are on key on that.
Got a good eye.
Got a good eye for plugs.
I take it Dan's gonna serenade us with some music.
I'm gonna take you away to a special.
You're gonna probably want to turn it down a little bit. Oh no, that seems pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a very old keyboard.
Yeah. Is there a sustain on it?
No. No, that's one reason I hate it so much.
Be like... Let's see.
I think the synth one or something like that, like 63 or something, on vocals is pretty good.
So Dwight, we're digressing again. We're getting off our conversation of paint chips.
This is true. Me and Sam were talking about eating paint chips.
And huffing paint.
Eating what?
Eating paint chips.
And huffing paint.
Oh. And huffing paint.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Wall candy.
You won't hear a negative word from me about it.
I don't think there is a negative thing.
I don't think you can get negative.
What's a brain cell anyway?
I know, right?
I have no idea what a brain cell is. It sounds like some fancy scientist mumbo jumbo.
No, really. What is it?
Could you draw one for me?
I don't know what one looks like. I don't think I could.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I need to start.
Oh, you want to go to... You could just hit any of them. A little bit of Titanic.
Come on.
Actually, I know this song.
Do you?
I remember, I think I learned it in high school.
I did not.
Not in that key, that's in the key of F, but.
Oh. You got it?
You really do know it.
This is the musical part of our cast.
Yeah, we're going to bust down 10 minutes of every podcast just for a serenade. I got to invite Dan over every time. It's just like, Dan, you got to come play a song. That sounds way more epic than, yeah.
But, let me see. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Have you practiced this more?
A little bit.
This was like the song to play in our class, dude.
Not the good version, though. That was just, yeah.
Always the hard
get
part.
Get some of that jazzy crap going.
I need like an octave below.
Yeah, this is not an 88 key.
Can't you change it?
No. It's an old keyboard.
Mine's older.
Probably. You mean your tiny one?
You know my Casio, that black Casio that I've been using?
It's like this. Oh.
It's this size, but it's just not as fancy. Dan saw my... It has the demo. The demo's pretty awesome. Email. Bambuster. I'm using this new card.
I wonder how well the mic was picking up Dan. I know it was picking up the piano just fine because I could see the levels.
Yeah. But what about Dan?
I hear it goes my voice.
Yo, this is my voice.
This is my voice.
You just gotta project more, that's all. It sounds like a very hip version of John Travolta. Yo, this is my voice.
Yo, this is my voice.
It's like Mike Tyson and John Travolta.
What's happening over here?
Yo, it's John Travolta.
It's my daddy, Roberto.
It's my daddy, Roberto. Haven't seen that in forever.
My daddy.
So I was talking to this guy in a
forum. Oh, shit.
So this guy in the forum I was talking to, he got a new car, and it has a fucking car phone in it. And I was like, dude, you're not anybody. You're not a somebody until you have a car phone in your car. And he was just like, that's what I've been telling people, but they think I'm nuts.
My grandma's old Lincoln had a car phone in it, and I thought she was badass as a kid.
Oh, dude, that's right. Look at that.
So important.
It was like $80 a month or something.
Yeah
it was so expensive, too.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Hers was in like a leather case where you open it up, and it's like wired to it.
Yeah.
Big-ass buttons like that.
That's in this car.
So when you're cruising, it's your...
Infinity?
Oh, really? It's okay. It's an older one?
Yeah. Like that?
I was going to say, like, someone had, like a G35 or something with, like, a just think a fresh-ass car.
It's a fucking V8, though.
Yeah? I bet it flies.
Yeah.
Well, when you're a lawyer and you're making those phone calls, you got to get places.
You got to get there. You got to be on the phone while you're getting there.
Exactly. So what are the laws about car phones? It says no cell phones while driving. Right?
I know. What about a car phone?
That's part of the car.
I don't know. And also, on a related note, I got pulled over the other day for supposedly texting and driving, but I was really selecting the song on my phone.
Yeah.
And I had like a good 10-minute argument with... It wasn't right.
Couldn't you have just shown him?
That's what I ended up doing. I ended up showing him my... But he said, well, that's no proof that you weren't typing something out. You finally let me go, but it's like, what a waste.
Wow.
What a waste of my time.
Thanks a lot, Manteca Police.
Yeah.
You, sir, are a jackass. Actually, you know, the Manteca Police are really lenient most of the time, though.
Compared to other places.
Yeah, knock on wood. what that sound was, by the way.
As we all get pulled over for leaving for some reason.
Yeah.
My exhaust... Dwight's exhaust.
My license plates.
Yeah.
Me for driving a Focus.
Yeah. It's like, sir, do you understand what you're driving? It's like, oh, shit, am I driving a Focus? Yes, you were, sir.
Oh, my God. Just arrest me now.
Just lock me up, sir.
I had some guy in a Mustang last night asked me if my car had a V8 in it. Made me feel pretty good.
Because you don't.
Because I don't. Because he said it sounded mean, and he drove Mustang, a new Mustang, and it made me laugh even more, just because my car sounded...
He's already knocked better. Down a point for
yeah,
driving a Mustang.
But my car, my four-banger sounded a lot better than a V8 did.
My four-banger
sounded pretty good. And he admitted it, which made me feel really good.
Well, like we were bringing back up, he's already, you know, stepped down in intelligence. He drives a Mustang.
Yeah.
He thought a four-cylinder was a V8.
He's only off by...
But my car does...
a magnitude of one.
He's only off by half.
My car does sound pretty mean, though, but...
It does.
Yeah.
Dude, NA cars? My old GTI, man.
Yeah.
It was loud as fuck.
Yeah.
Sounds like some fucking Jungle Beast.
It makes fun of...
I like this.
Bob my head. With Legos or something.
Exactly. No, Mega Blocks, man.
Yeah.
This is stuff where you don't need any coordination to put just, together.
Give Dan a piano and he's happy for weeks.
I'm okay with it because he's not playing the same song over and over like I do when I'm drunk.
This is touching.
We can turn this into like a spa radio where we gotta talk really quiet. We're gonna bring up something a little bit later on in the show. We have a man who's gonna come in and play some music. But don't tell anybody. Yeah, but don't tell anybody the secret. Yeah. You're supposed to be relaxing.
This is the kids section. This is the kids portion, so you can leave and we'll put your kids to sleep.
That song's on there. Is that what made you bring it up?
No.
No, it's just...
what's the Elton John impression? I forget. It's like the back of the throat or something. not like, you know, that's not double entendre. It's just...
Double. That's the Creed. That's the Creed version.
Ed Helms is a hell of a good... Yeah, that's the
great
version.
Oh, hell. Go, Jesus. Something or other.
Tom Brokaw, he was doing, like, it was Ed Helms doing an impression of Tom Brokaw doing an impression of Elton John.
I'm playing another dude.
And it seems to me.
That's number two ball slap for the mic.
Life, like a candle in the wind.
Like a candle in the wind.
Oh, what about that guy, Family Guy, we kept making fun of in the videos?
Which one?
The guy who played the piano. Fuck.
Well, oh, there's the guy from Toy Story. He played the Toy Story.
Yeah,
games,
the
right?
guy, the Toy Story song.
Oh, Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, yeah. Red-headed lady. Picking up an apple.
Gonna take a bite. Matt TV did one of those, too, with Will Sasso. He did a hell good impression.
Will Sasso is a pretty good impressionist.
Yeah.
He did a good Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
When he was doing this. Who are you? Yeah. I'm you.
Yeah.
Then who am I? You're you too.
Clone baby.
Little baby.
Clone baby. Yeah. Uncle Chocho.
That was probably the best skit that Matt TV has ever done.
Mr. Schwarzenegger, do you have any idea how animation works? No.
No. No, I don't.
He came the best episode of Mouse. Uncle Choo-choo.
Or the one where he was doing the new Jungle Book or something, and he was like the monkey, so he dressed up as a monkey, but he was just doing a voiceover.
Yeah.
He goes, you didn't have to dress up, it's just a voiceover. He goes, I wanted to get into character. I'm playing a monkey.
I got to be the monkey. I have a horrible impersonation, though.
I used to be pretty good at it.
Yeah, you did, with your music?
Yeah.
Cooking with Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do a cooking show, Dan. I don't know if you knew about this about me.
I wish you never deleted that. Or I deleted it. It was on my phone,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I used to do a cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a piano, and I would sing as Arnold Schwarzenegger and teach you how to make French toast. And it was pretty good. It came out pretty decent.
It was different.
Yeah.
It was funny, though.
It was funny.
I laughed a lot. Yeah.
We were like 13 at the time.
It was like 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning, yeah.
Oh, I gotta call Sammy.
Sammy Hagar?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to leave you guys for another minute.
Okay. Alright, I'm sure me and Dan can take over.
We can.
So good, I threw up a little bit.
You what?
I threw up a little bit. I was just overwhelmed with excitement.
For like one with a. Oh, that's like a split.
Yeah, there you go. Got a little bass, a little piano. Yeah. Ooh.
That's much sharp.
It is. I think I played Star Wars in that one. You need some brass on the other end of that.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Some slow jams.
Kind of like Jordan Rudess.
Like who?
Jordan Rudess or Rudess.
I have no idea who that is.
He's an insane keyboardist.
Oh really?
Yeah, like nuts. Like he has like he's really tall and like skinny, so he has like those witch fingers.
Yeah.
And he could just like go crazy on the thing and He's an intense person.
You've seen what's his name? He's another keyboard player, Ronald Jenkins.
He's good. Yeah. He's I don't understand his deal.
I think he seems like he's autistic or something. Like something, the way how he's hella good at
but
something.
But he is super good at piano. Yeah. He's incredibly good at piano.
And just like he makes his own beats and stuff too.
Yeah,
not just like on the keyboard.
He's really really good at it. He's a very talented person.
Yeah, and he really loves what like. Doing it.
Yeah, he could tell that he's having a great time.
Hey y'all!
Yeah, hey y'all! Go play you some music. Probably leave her out. She's probably won't like it in here. She's very confused.
Sorry, you were sleeping. I'll let you go. No? Cool, so I'm going to Visalia at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah?
Are we still recording?
We are still recording.
Awesome. So, did you guys miss me?
I think they did. So.
I hope so.
What I was looking at?
I did. I did not like them.
Really?
I cannot stand those. No, I'm just kidding. Those would look really nice, actually.
Yeah. They're
What size are they? 16s? 17s. Ooh, I want those. They're actually, I found the rooms I really want.
Dan, did you hear the song that I'm trying to learn how to play?
Mm-mm. Oh, I know this. This is Vals d'Amelie by Hans. What's his name? Comte du Autre. This is the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This it's a really nice.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I have this song on my computer.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Do you have the music for it?
This movie had a sick ass soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. The left hand is nuts though, because you got to go like one octave to the next, like mm-hmm. over and over.
What's? Do you have the music for it or?
No, I'm
like.
I'm trying to learn Red or Roses right now. The beginning part of Roses by Outkast.
Oh yeah, yeah. You were still going for that song, huh? You've been listening to it a lot lately.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get it. If you want to call me, it's my ringtone.
I don't. I.
Yeah, I know you really don't care.
I do not want to.
But I will play it anyways.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows the song.
No. But it's not the whole song, just the beginning part.
The left hand is just like four things, just over and over the whole time.
Oh, that's not the part.
It's like, yeah.
What is this song?
It's the song that I was supposed to
play. Is that it?
It's very close. I think there's just that third key that's going down that you're one off.
Something like that.
I like this song.
It's a pretty song.
I would really want to get back on piano. I'm just stop being lazy ass though.
That's why I'm taking a proactive start here.
Okay.
With the podcast.
I like this.
Yeah, I mean.
When is it gonna? When are you gonna start doing it every day? When should people start looking for it if they care?
If anybody out there cares when they come find the podcast.
Besides me,
I'm probably gonna do it. Probably
hopefully
every
this
week,
guy.
You know, at least every week, if not like you know bi-weekly.
Or daily.
Maybe I should just throw out like
minutely.
I'm gonna throw out three podcasts a day.
Just do it
when I'm gonna wake up, do an hour, do lunchtime, do
just
an hour.
Do a 24-hour podcast. Just like recording yourself every day.
It'd be like the Truman Show, but
on voice only.
I don't talk to myself though.
Well, you'd have to.
I'd have to walk around narrating myself, like when I'm ordering coffee. Like right now, I'm ordering coffee. The cashier looks like a bitch, but I'm not going to say it to her face because I'm afraid she'll hate me or spit in my coffee.
Dwight, what you're going to have to do is go get like those sunglasses that have the cameras in them and then just put like a little earpiece that's recording you at all times. And so you just, throughout your regular day, you just pop the glasses out of the... So you just got just glasses with no lenses with the cameras in it. And you just record everyday life.
Yeah, but they're obviously camera and glasses. Yeah. Like they're not secret at all.
That's my light for Spelunky.
That's why it'd be so awesome though, just because you'd be like, yeah, you're on camera now. You're gonna be on the internet tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wear a shirt that says you're on YouTube.
Yeah, do you want to be on YouTube? You know what I kind of want to do?
Huh?
Chat roulette. Besides the whole, if you get around the dicks. Then it's kind of fun.
To find the...
And how exactly do you get around the dicks?
Like, if you... Like, I explained to my mom, if you can, like, just bear like with the dicks and get, like, just keep hitting next on the dicks, and she's like, well, just... Well, if people are just mean to you, and I'm like, no, literally, you gotta get away from the dicks, like every other person.
Like I was telling my mom, if you can sift through the dicks, it's a great program.
I can't remember how many times we've had that conversation.
Just an everyday activity.
No, it was a funny day though. especially getting drunk and doing it. It's the best. Drinking and
getting drunk and doing a lot of things is fun.
Surprised we're not drinking right now.
We forgot to stop at the gas station. That was the reason.
We should.
Yeah, but we're already here, and we're 55 minutes in.
Well, we can stop it, go get some, and end it. 5 minutes in, good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to stop at an hour anymore now that Dan's here.
Yeah. Well, then, do you think anyone's going to listen to
me? I was going to say, it's like, is he waiting for him to start talking again? Everybody got quiet.
All right.
The best thing to cut someone off with is just like a blues...
What were you saying?
So now I'm trying to
jazz it up a little bit.
So how do you think someone's really gonna listen to us for an hour just ramble on about nothings?
About nothings.
Nothings.
Yeah.
Sweet nothings.
Well, I mean, we gotta get people to listen to it. Be like, hey, I was on a podcast. You should listen to it and perhaps tell your friends.
Yes. Are you gonna spam it on YouTube, on Facebook? You should. Let's pause it right now and go get some beer.
It's too much work.
Let's buy a tall can, the tall pan pack for $5.
A tall can
three,
pack?
Three tall cans, $5.
I'm afraid to take a break from the piano. It's a little Randy Newman in there.
Can you play the what is that, Stu's song?
What do tigers dream of
when you take the tiger's snooze?
Should take it down a notch or two on the volume so we can actually hear you talking over the piano.
I can't sing for shit anyway, so.
It's okay. I'll auto-tune it. Bro, just auto-tune it. When they take a little tiger snooze.
When they take a little tiger snooze. When they dream of Molly Zebra. What does he say after that? I could never figure it out.
Catnip? In a field of catnip?
In a field of catnip.
I don't know, something
like that. Sounds like the beginning of another
song. I'm just kind of spitting out random words that kind of might sound.
Don't you worry.
I forget the turnaround that you use in the chords.
Don't you worry, your pretty little head. We're going to get...
in your little tiger bed.
Yeah. Doug. Yeah, Doug. Doug. Niffy's crystal meth tweakers, then we're shit out of luck. We're all professional singers.
So I have completely drained my iPhone battery from when I've got to this house like 3 hours ago.
What are you doing on there?
He has this new app where it's just a penis and you just rub it.
Yeah.
So that's all it is.
Like a real peener?
Oh, the Obama song. Hungover, Stu's song.
I just need this. Or, bro, if you can do some Knight Rider. That should be the theme song for the podcast, the opening theme song.
I don't have the hand strength for that.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Piano requires some finger muscles.
No, it should be your opening page. Your like the picture of it though. That's zombies.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not. That doesn't express. But we haven't talked about zombies at all.
Well, now we are.
Yeah. That's more like that picture. Like what the fuck?
He looks high.
He's just having a good time.
Yeah, we're talking about something that nobody else can.
That's pretty good.
It's great. Or Wobble Girl, though. That's funny.
What's another one? Oh, look up Fuck Shit Stack. Fuck Shit Stack.
Fuck Shit Stack. This is a YouTube portion of our podcast.
Got one right there. Reggie Watts.
That's just a crazy looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Brace yourself. This clip is uncensored.
He's a crazy looking guy.
Talk about hair.
Where my gerund's at?
Pronoun.
Where my gerund's at? Where my gerund's at? Shit, motherfucker. Come on. It's a clown dance in the background.
What the heck?
There's no lyrics to this?
No lyrics.
Oh, okay.
His head gets bigger every time. This is ridiculous.
Shit in the glass ball. Here's another little piece of advice, boys. You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You gotta fuck shit stack. You gotta fuck shit stack.
Dude, they got a dance to this and everything, just to fuck shit stack.
Those stretch pants.
Okay, you have to put it back for about like 10 seconds.
Okay. Did we miss something good?
Right there.
A clown. Dude, I love the mime. Just hardcore gangster mime. Like, this is awesome. I'm a cartoon character. You'll never be able to be like me. I like women. I like the concept of a woman. I like to take that concept and reduce it to an object. She has a lamp shit on her head. Videos have them shit. They look like hoes. I like to take some car polish. Smooth all over their asses and bump that shit out so it looks like fresh peaches. Big car polish, rub it up on their ass, buff it out so it looks like some peaches.
Oh, damn it. A ladies man. A ladies man. I take a piece of shit car and I lower the motherfucker. Put some 18-inch rims on the motherfucker. Take some neon, put it underneath the motherfucker. So when I roll around this town, it looks like a light man. A flat panel display monitor. Put one on the steering pole, one inside of the glove box, one on top of the dashboard, two in back of the headrest, one mounted in the seat, two stood in the motherfucking packaging on the back seat so my motherfucking friends go and sit on the ship and break it. Word. I can honestly say, I just don't give a fuck. It takes some fuck, then some
shit. Yeah, that's
it. You gotta fuck shit stack.
Okay, that was awesome.
That was pretty good.
It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga.
Okay.
Well, there's a new Call of Duty.
Black Ops. They've already announced it. Yeah, but it's not Infinity Ward. It's Activision. And
Activision.
Yeah,
I thought Activision was pretty good.
Activision's a publisher, though, aren't they? Or they have development too.
They have development too, but I don't know.
What else? Activision. They made
Spider-Man.
Is it all
single player? Or they're gonna. Make
I have
it
no
for...
idea. But I don't want to look into it because I don't want to like it. I want to hate it because Infinity War was that they made 1 and 2, which is great, and then they fucked up because Call of Duty, those people they went with someone else for 3 and that was terrible. And then they brought Infinity War back for 4 and it was badass.
Yeah, 4 was good.
And then they brought someone else for 5 who did World of War and it was not good.
Yeah.
And then they brought Infinity Ward back for 6 and they're like, you know what, you guys are good at this. And then now Infinity Ward's like, nope, fuck you guys.
Yeah,
or somewhere
leaving.
Around. Yeah.
Everyone left, like their lead programmers, their animators, designers, everyone's leaving because of, they're hella pissed off about the map pack. Like, they didn't want it to come out, like, because it's $15 for old maps.
Yeah, well, for 2 old maps and
yeah.
3 new maps.
Yeah.
But yeah,
those, even
way
the new
too
ones,
much.
The new ones suck. They can't design a fucking map for shit.
No.
They should have just used Call of Duty 4 maps.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They should have just brought all those back.
I mean, something. So, or at least, like, you know, like...
I don't like Overgone.
Remake them and, like, retool them, you know, like... Halo did that, like they took the favorite ones,
yeah,
and they redid them like for each.
Yeah, but that and their map pack only cost, you know, 800 points or 600 points or
yeah.
something like that. This one was like 1200.
Yeah,
it was expensive.
Yeah, it's like that's $15.
Dude. Yeah, but people bought it.
Oh yeah, that was
I
cool.
bought it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I
didn't.
To. Yeah,
I told them negative.
I told them
bitch,
no way, Jose.
Yeah. Well, by the time the map pack came out, I was pretty much done playing it at that point anyway. It was just I didn't have the constitution to play every day and be decent, so
yeah. I still play every now and then. I've
yeah.
been playing a lot of Skate 3 lately.
Oh, you have Skate
game.
3?
Yeah.
What?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
You gotta get down on this.
Yeah, we
I'm a huge Skate fan.
We should probably end the podcast. We wanted to stop it at an hour. It's at almost 140 an hour.
Yeah.
It's a good first episode.
Oh, yeah. And you can pare down some of the, you know, the silence and
yeah, yeah. You know. Who knows? But
whatever.
Just gap it all together so it sounds like just constant.
Yeah. Just to get rid of all the pauses between every word.
Yeah.
So it's just a fucking solid hour of just always talking. Yeah. Like, we never take a break.
Yeah. No breath. Okay. Just constantly going.
Okay.
Amazing.
We'll end it here, and then whenever we feel like doing another.
All right.
Within Goodbye. A week.
Till next time.
Goodbye, everybody.